Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got a lot of ground to cover here on this Thursday of Montana Talks. We've got a great guest joining us here a little after 8:20 this morning. She's the president of the National Federation of Republican Women, the Supreme Court of the United States, with a major ruling yesterday protecting kids from these radical transgender experiments. Basically child mutilation is what, of course, the Democrats are trying to allow happen in the United States of America. Tennessee, much like Montana, passed a law to protect kids from these radical transgender experiments, and they just won, and we just won a big victory at the United States Supreme Court in a ruling that came out yesterday. It was a 6-3 ruling, which shows you just how crazy those three Supreme Court justices are, that they would say that it's okay to chop body parts off of little kids in the name of this radical transgender agenda. So Julie Harris, the National Federation of Republican Women, is going to join us here in just a few minutes. Lined that one up thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio. Israel and Iran. Yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, we had Dr. Mehrdad Kia from the University of Montana join us for the full hour. I've also got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy was on CNN earlier this week. He was asked about regime change. And, of course, he said that's not regime change is not our decision. That is for the people in Iran. But he also highlighted the fact that, look, we've been talking to Iran for 45 years. They've been killing Americans and killing Israelis for decades. Their national foreign policy is death to America, death to Israel. And so he talked about how President Trump is handling the Iran situation perfectly right now. You can see the video clips if you missed it. I played a lot of that audio on the show yesterday as well. It's all on our Montana Talks website. What about Montana's senior U.S. Senator Steve Daines? Senator Steve Daines was on. He did an interview with News Nation. You guys might remember who News Nation is. They just had a correspondent in Whitefish, Montana, talking about our northern border and illegal immigration. Well, News Nation sat down with Senator Steve Daines. They've given us permission to use that full interview here on the show. So we're going to do that first thing right after the break. Hey, as we head into the break, I don't know if you guys have been looking at the weather report over the next couple of days here. It's some beautiful weather in parts of Montana. A great time to get the boat out on the water. If you've got a boat. Man, I tell you what, if you don't have a boat, I got my pontoon boat from Brett's RV and Marine, and I will tell you, it is one of the best decisions we ever made as a family. How often do you feel like you're here in Montana, and you're stuck in a concrete jungle, driving to and from work, pavement, houses, building, and you never really get to get out there and enjoy Montana? Well, I'll tell you what, with a camper or a boat, that's how you really get to get out there and have a different backyard every single weekend. Get out on the water, you name it. Brett's RV and Marine, they've got locations in Billings, Butte, and Missoula. Or you can check out their inventory at brettsrv.com. Largest inventory in a 5-state region. Okay, Senator Steve Daines with News Nation coming up right after this.
It's June 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Martini Day.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Vodka, of course, for James Bond, whose order is famous. But the martini was originally called the Martinez, named after the California gold rush for the town of Martinez, where it was invented. Also on this day in 1865, abolition of slavery announced by Union Army General Gordon Granger, proclaiming freedom in Texas. It's known as Juneteenth, a federal holiday. President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation officially ended slavery in Texas and the other states in rebellion against the Union Army almost 2.5 years earlier. But a lack of Union forces in the rebel state of Texas made the order difficult to enforce. Actor James Gandolfini, TV's larger-than-life mobster Tony Soprano, dies at the age of 51.
The strong, silent type.
He died of a heart attack while on vacation in Rome, Italy. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Why, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, thanks to our friends at News Nation for giving us permission to share this full audio interview. This is Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines on News Nation and talking about how America, and of course we know Montana as well, stands with Israel.
You go back to the days of Ronald Reagan, his peace through strength doctrine that paid huge dividends for America as we saw the collapse of the Soviet Union after he left the presidency. But I'll tell you, we had lunch with J.D. Vance today on Capitol Hill. The vice president, our former colleague in the Senate, came and had lunch with us Republican senators. And I'll just tell you, widespread support for what's going on
right now.
In terms of supporting Israel. Well, he gave us an update. I mean, he's spending a lot of time in the Situation Room, literally, because of what's going on. But the message was, we stand firmly with Israel to make sure that they do all they need to do to prevent basically a nuclear war. And keep in mind, as you well know, this is a unique moment in history. I remember the first time I met with Bibi Netanyahu in Jerusalem 12 years ago, we were talking about the threat Iran posed from a nuclear viewpoint. But Israel always had to be a bit hesitant on destroying Iran's nuclear capabilities because prior to the last year, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis would be attacking Israel if Israel ever preempted with an attack against Iran, and Israel then would be facing basically a four-front war. But with what's happened since October 7th, that horrible terrorist attack by Hamas, a terror proxy, certainly of Iran, they've been able to basically neutralize Hamas. They've been able to neutralize Hezbollah, and the Houthis are on their heels right now, and that gives a unique window now for Israel to take this preemptive attack and to destroy the nuclear capabilities. Let's not forget, this is a regime that targeted President Trump's assassination, that's killed over 200 service members, U.S. service members.
You've got no argument for me about how evil Iran is, and I think the first time I met with Bibi Netanyahu was about 15 years ago, and he was talking about Iran back then. So he's been at it for a while. Look, a lot of foreign policy hawks, and I think a lot of Iran hawks, have been really reassured by President Trump's words. The unconditional surrender, you know, the lines about Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. This is so simple. On and on. It reminds me, though, a little bit of how Sherman-esque President Trump was on Liberation Day about tariffs and in the days following. These tariffs are going to be on for years. We're remaking the American economy, on and on and on. And then pretty quickly, he changed course. There were a lot of deals that did not go nearly as far as what he said. Do you worry at all that he's saying these extraordinarily strong things and then will similarly be willing to make a deal with Iran for less?
You know, I'm not. President Trump's resolve has been very clear. I've heard it from him publicly. I've heard it from him behind closed doors. Look, this is a different category than a trade deal. This is an existential threat to the world. Absolutely. This is an existential threat to Israel and, frankly, the Western world. Now, let's keep in mind.
I couldn't agree with you more that it's totally different. Why do you think President Trump is going to look at this deal differently than other deals that he's made with foreign leaders and that he's tried to get done?
Yeah, I think this is very unique. The resolve is clear. Iran presents an existential threat, not only to Israel, but also to the Western world, including the United States. This is a regime that talks about death to America, but also, as we know, they call Israel the little Satan, the United States the big Satan. This is a very different type of decision matrix for the president. And when you look at wartime, anytime you enter into a conflict like the Israelis have, there's two very important parts of a military strategy to be successful. One is the element of surprise. There was definitely surprise there. Number two is the use of overwhelming force. If you're not using overwhelming force in a military engagement, it's immoral to not. You should not be in the engagement.
Yep.
So you're seeing Israel now with overwhelming amounts of force. They know they got the United States standing side by side with Israel in this very important moment, because once this regime topples, once they destroyed Iran's nuclear capabilities, this is a reset for the Middle East and a reset for the world.
Look, and we have to give Benjamin Netanyahu his due. He destroyed Hamas, destroyed Hezbollah, neutralized the Houthis, and Assad and the Iranian influence in Syria by defying President Biden at every turn and defying sort of the world and the think tank group in doing what he wanted. But that's Netanyahu's legacy. Did you, in talking to Vice President Vance and then knowing President Trump as well as you do, does he understand that this is his legacy when it comes to foreign policy as well?
Well, I think still early in President Trump's administration, he's just 6 months into the job, I think you're going to see a president in President Trump's tenure have a lot of legacies left behind, because just like Ronald Reagan did, when you start off with peace through strength, when the world now respects the United States, under Joe Biden, nobody feared Joe Biden. This was a very weak commander-in-chief. A strong commander-in-chief literally will redefine the world order. That's exactly what's happening.
Okay.
And a strong America fills a vacuum that was actually left by Joe Biden. When you look with the Russians and the Chinese, as they see what President Trump is doing, they're on notice. And so this will be one, I think, of many legacies that President Trump will leave behind. But you think about it for a moment. One of the greatest gifts we can give our children and our grandchildren would be to stop or destroy the nuclear capabilities of Iran. He does that in the first 7 or 8 months of his presidency. An amazing legacy for both President Trump and for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Senator, couldn't agree with you more on that. You're right to point out that Putin and Xi are the only ones rooting for the Ayatollah right now. Senator Steve Daines of the great state of Montana, it's good to see you, sir. Big sky country out there. First word about this.
All right, there you go. That was Leland Vittert on News Nation, by the way. Apparently, his program airs at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And thanks to our friends at News Nation for the permission to share that content with our Montana Talks listeners. All right, we've got the president of the National Federation of Republican Women up next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Medicare has been around for a long time, and its spending excesses have not gone unnoticed over those decades. The fact that spending now has grown to approach $1 trillion per year testifies to the obvious fact that whatever has been tried to curb spending hasn't worked. That doesn't stop political leaders, when they stop ignoring it, to propose more of the same solutions. One is what you might call the don't-touch-a-thing approach, except for payments to providers, which are squeezed to bring down spending. The other approach, equally unpopular, has been to push more copays and deductibles toward recipients in the hope that they'll be more careful with their spending. The other failure of these and other top-down approaches has produced a see-no-evil, kick-the-can-down-the-road approach that simply ignores the train wreck that's clearly ahead. When spending can no longer be papered over, drastic changes to benefits or taxes or both will be forced upon us. There's got to be a better way. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Donald Trump's America.
President Trump is criticizing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell of acting too slow for not cutting interest rates.
And I guess he's a political guy. I don't know. He's a political guy who's not a smart person, but he's costing the country of fortunes.
Powell says the U.S. economy is strong, noting falling inflation and a steady job market. But
what we're waiting for to reduce rates is to understand what will happen with really the tariff inflation. And there's a lot of uncertainty about that.
Powell was first appointed to lead the Fed by President Trump in 2018. He was reappointed to a second term by then-President Biden. President Trump says he won't give Powell a third term.
They call him too late Powell, because he's always too late. I mean, if you look at him, every time I did this, I was right, 100%. He was wrong.
The Federal Reserve still predicts 2 interest rate cuts this year. At the White House, Dirk Halpern, Fox News.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should have our guest joining us here any minute now. Thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio, Julie Harris, National Federation of Republican Women president. giving us reaction to this huge, great news out of the United States Supreme Court. Although, in all reality, like, it's crazy that we're even debating this stuff, that we're even discussing this stuff. It's crazy that something like this even had to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Yeah, the news actually broke while we were live on the radio yesterday, and I got so many great messages from our listeners after the news broke that basically a Tennessee law prohibiting these horrific, transgender experiments on children has now been upheld by the United States Supreme Court. Montana, of course, we passed a legislation here thanks to a united Republican legislature and Governor Greg Gianforte. I mean, imagine if we still had a Democrat governor, how that could have all turned out. I think we all know exactly what would have happened, because the Democrats stood in unison because they want the ability to chop body parts off of kids and then to give them these other life-altering hormones and other so-called treatments. I mean, it is just sickening what they want to do. Julie Harris, yeah, National Federation of Republican Women President, now with us on the phone lines. Julie, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I tell you, it's the Republican women who have really been so strong all across the country in delivering so many victories.
I agree with you, and we are excited to see this ruling come from the Supreme Court concerning Tennessee because of the implications it has across the country. So we feel like that protection of children, child welfare, and common sense prevailed.
Yeah, so Montana has a law. We got the job done here in Montana, but of course we've got liberal judges and a far-left Supreme Court that's put a halt to our bill protecting kids. But we're hopeful that maybe this U.S. Supreme Court decision can overrule these far-left judges here in Montana as well. But several states have also enacted similar protections for kids.
Yeah, I believe there's about 27 states. If I'm remembering correctly, even my own home state of Arkansas, ours is in court as well. We were the very first state. A very dear friend of mine, Representative Robin Lundstrom, sponsored the SAFE Act. And I was with her during that time of trying to move that through all the processes here in Arkansas, and then going even beyond that to states who would have her come to talk about why this is so important. So to see 6-3, the justices reject the argument that this law somehow violates the constitutional right to equal protection and should be scrutinized with a more stringent standard was good, because this will allow states to do what they should be doing, and that's protecting children. It's really sad that in the United States of America, our states have to make special laws to protect children. And in this case, the parents were with the children in this lawsuit. But let's be clear about what we're talking about. We are talking about irreversible medical procedures that will forever alter a child's body. It'll most likely shorten their lifespan, and it commits them to a lifetime of medical dependency. So think about it. It's carrying devastating physical, emotional, and financial consequences that a minor child, with or without their parents, either way, do not have the ability to fully comprehend. We don't let them get tattoos. We don't let them enter into contracts. Can't vote for the President of the United States, even though many of them have a strong opinion. They can't join the military. They don't even know what they want to be when they grow up yet, but they're going to cut off body parts.
Yeah, so that if they want to be something else when they grow up, they can't now, because you've chopped off their body part. Yeah,
it's
so crazy. Well, my wife works for an incredible organization called the Alliance Defending Freedom, and they've been a big part of this. Yeah, you're familiar with them, I'd imagine. Yeah. And I'm so proud of her work here in Montana and elsewhere across the country, and her whole team. I mean, she works with the most incredible, team of folks. Tanya Shelnut, who's got some Montana roots, and so it's just so remarkable to see these women standing up for the next generations and protecting kids and just standing up for common sense. And yet the Democrats back in Congress, the Democrats are still kicking their, Chuck Schumer is still kicking his high heels. They want taxpayers to fund this type of insanity. Not only do they want kids to get their body parts chopped off of for this radical transgender agenda, he wants you and I and the rest of the taxpayers to pay for it. And so the one big beautiful bill would bring that to a halt, and every single Democrat is opposing that effort because they want us to pay for this stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, child welfare should not be a partisan issue. This should be something that both parties care about. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's genital mutilation of children. It's castration of children. It's things that at one time we would speak against, and other countries, you know, underdeveloped countries or countries that didn't hold the views of women that we know that we hold here in the United States. We would speak out about this, and here we're doing it in the United States. It's just unreal that it's become a partisan issue. It makes no sense. It's hard to have a serious conversation about such common sense things. It's about human basic decency.
Did you see the ACLU? I think Laura Ingraham featured this last night. The ACLU is saying, well, now, you know, these parents who want to be able to, you know, chop the body parts off of their kids, they can't do it in Tennessee. So now they're gonna leave the country. It's like these European countries already did these experiments on kids, and it ended in disaster, which is why they aren't doing it increasingly anymore.
Yeah,
because
they go.
Yeah. But also, I'm kind of like this. You know, we've had 10 to 20 million illegal aliens invade this country. They need to be gone. And, you know, if you need to be gone too, you know, if you're somebody who is so deranged that you want to chop body parts off of kids, leave the country. You know, do you need a gift basket on the way out?
Exactly. And look, these types of what we're talking about is not about tolerance. What they're doing is not about tolerance. What you and I are talking about is protecting vulnerable kids from making decisions that they're developing brains cannot fully comprehend. I say it over and over, and it's redundant to say it makes no sense. But unfortunately, this is the reality that we're in.
That's right. Well, and I know so many Republican women's groups. My wife and I both got to speak to the Gallatin County Republican women, so they've been standing up on this topic, as have so many others. This is one of the biggest battles of our day. Julie Harris, president of the National Federation of Republican Women, great to have you on the show. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to... All right. Yeah, great to chat with you. We've got phone lines open for you as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I did reach out to Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson, because, you know, now everybody, kind of like what we just talked with Julie about, you know, now everybody's asking the question, okay, Tennessee basically had the same law protecting kids that Montana got signed into law by the Republican legislature and the governor. So if Tennessee's law is good to go per the U.S. Supreme Court, Montana should be good to go as well. But these were state courts that blocked it here with these lawless left-wing judges in our left-wing Montana Supreme Court. So, but could this Supreme Court decision overrule those? Here is what Chase Scheuer, who is with Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson's office, this is what he had to say after this decision came out. He says, "We are pleased with today's landmark common sense decision. It should help protect Montana children from risky and unproven medical practices that have long-term and harmful consequences. We are evaluating the decision and working to incorporate it into our arguments, as it should impact our cases and help us defend Montana law. However, whether Montana courts follow suit remains to be seen." So that's what the Attorney General. So even though there has been a temporary injunction put in place against, I believe it's Senate Bill 99, which I think is State Senator John Fuller's legislation protecting kids, even though it's been had a temporary injunction put in place against it, they said that they can now take this U.S. Supreme Court case and integrate that into their arguments here before the courts in Montana. And, yeah, it should have a major bearing on any legal challenge here in Montana, but we know how these lawless left-wing judges and liberal justices on the Montana Supreme Court are, so there you go. Governor Greg Gianforte saw this one on X earlier. Governor Greg Gianforte posted this about 16 hours ago now. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a decisive ruling siding with states seeking to protect minor children from invasive medical treatments that can permanently alter their healthy developing bodies. A great win to protect children across Montana. Now, the other thing that I found interesting, if you guys missed this news, I think I talked about it earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, but, you know, in Missoula, one of the hospitals there basically came out and said they are no longer going to be pursuing or doing these types of gender, they call it gender-affirming care, even though it's there's nothing gender-affirming about this nonsense. They're not going to be doing it. A Missoula hospital came out, and so even and a lot of the Democrats in Missoula were mad. They're like, but our judge said that you could do it. The judge blocked the law. So why are you stopping performing these services? And they're like, well, President Trump issued some regulations, issued some executive orders. The state's been doing some stuff. Yeah, or maybe the executives at that hospital finally pulled their heads out of their you-know-what and said, what a horrific thing to do to children. Why would we do this? Why would we violate our Hippocratic oath and do this all for the sake of a buck? Mike Davis with the Article 3 Project, I mean, he was on with Laura Ingraham last night. Anybody who would do this to kid are, you're a monster if you would do this to kids. I'll share the audio next.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Kirsten Pelz is the National Press Secretary for the RNC, for the Republican National Committee. She put out a memo yesterday afternoon. Every Senate Democrat has vowed to oppose President Trump's efforts to end taxpayer-funded child mutilation across America. And every House Democrat already voted against ending this atrocity. President Trump's one big beautiful bill revokes funds for so-called sex changes for children. The Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban. This was yesterday. The Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on the mutilation and castration of minors. This is a huge win in protecting the safety of American children. Yeah, Rapid Response 47 shared the news just after it broke, adding this, now let's pass the one big beautiful bill so that taxpayers will no longer be forced to fund sex changes. Kirsten Pelz with the RNC added this, Democrats like Minority Leader Chuck Schumer support the castration and mutilation of children, but President Trump is committed to protecting American children from this abuse. Now, maybe somebody remembers, maybe John Fuller's listening, I might remember, but when it came to the bill to protect kids, well, the law, because that is the law in Montana, when it came to the law in the bill, in the vote, to protect kids from mutilation and castration of children, did even one Democrat vote to protect kids from this craziness? I think every single one of them was on the crazy transgender targeting of children train here, if I remember right. I know the numbers were massively, the Democrats were massively in on that. All right, here we go. Mike Davis, though. Mike Davis was the one who really said it well, said it so powerfully. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night.
Yeah, it's monstrous. These people who are performing these surgeries on these kids who could not give informed consent for these pills and surgeries are monsters.
That was later on in his conversation with Laura Ingraham. Let's share a little bit more of what he had to say about just how big this Tennessee and this U.S. Supreme Court ruling truly is.
Mike Davis, Article 3 Project founder and president. Mike, what are the implications of this? It was a 6-3 decision which to most Americans watching tonight is like, how could this not be 9-0? But there you have it. That's where we are in the court right now.
It should be 9-0, but the three left-wing justices think that there is a federal constitutional right that prevents states from regulating gender mutilation surgeries on kids, pills and surgeries on kids. These are kids who are depressed. Maybe some of them are gay. Maybe some of them have gender dysphoria. Maybe it's social contagion. But these states have decided that they want to outlaw these procedures because these are life-destroying procedures on kids. And there is an industry growing around this where they're making a lot of money making these kids their guinea pigs.
Well, the ACLU, as you can imagine, Mike, very upset about this. One of the ACLU attorneys saying that people are basically fleeing because of these onerous rules. Watch.
Families in Tennessee, many of them are discussing potentially moving out of the state or moving out of the country, just based on what's been happening in Tennessee as well as, you know, throughout the United States. With a lot of the executive orders that are aimed at trans people.
Okay, leaving the country, I mean, European countries have said no to this because surgery, hormone blockers, yep, all the rest have had an inalterable effect on young people.
Yeah, great segment there with Laura Ingraham. And that was the soundbite that I referenced earlier when I was talking with Julie Harris from the National Federation of Republican Women. I mean, the ACLU. Oh, if they can't chop off the body parts of kids here in America, they're going to leave the country. Well, then leave. We've got a whole lot of people who want to be in this country. But again, the point Julie made, the point that Laura made is like these other countries stop doing this. These other countries started experimenting with this whole transgender thing on kids a long time ago, and it was disastrous. It actually increased suicides among these kids who were struggling with these types of issues. It increased the harm to kids. That's why when Zoe Zephyr and Zoe Zephyr, he is the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, who, you know, was basically, you know, cheering on the transurrection when they were attacking our Montana legislature, and then security had to come remove them from the chambers, and they started wrestling with law enforcement. Anyway, you guys remember that whole story, but he was constantly, using inflammatory rhetoric on the floor of the Montana House. You're going to have blood on your hands if you protect kids from, well, not having blood on their hands. You're going to have blood on your hands. It's like the research, the data was already available. This is why the UK did away with their so-called gender clinic over there. Apparently, there's a big well-known clinic in the UK. They shut it down because of all the harm that it was. But see, that this is another part of the false, fake, phony virtue signaling that you get from these Democrats. Just like they pretend to care more about migrants on the southern border. They pretend to care more about migrant children. BS. Why did they stop doing DNA tests on the kids on the border? Why did we do DNA tests on the kids on the border in the first place? We did the DNA tests so that we knew that if the dude that was traveling with this little girl was actually a family member or not, and not a sex trafficker that was sex trafficking that little girl. That's why President Trump and his administration did the DNA tests that Elizabeth Warren didn't like. And then Joe Biden, or shall I say, Auto Pen comes in and stops doing the DNA tests and subsequently loses hundreds of thousands of kids. Many likely into sex trafficking or other, you know, types of forced labor or whatever. But they pretend that they care more about migrant children. Same thing with kids that suffer and struggle with gender dysphoria and are having a tough time as kids, especially given all the societal upheaval that we've seen in this world in recent years in particular. Of course, kids are struggling likely more than ever before now. My goodness, look at the societal upheaval that the left is deliberately thrusting upon there, and social media and the communist Chinese influence on social media and so much more. And what the data showed is that if they started giving these kids these drugs and if they started doing these surgeries on kids and chopping off body parts, that it actually increased suicides among these kids that suffered with gender dysphoria and other things. And even though that data was already available, and even though the Europeans were already shutting down their freaking clinics where they had already experimented on kids like this, the liberal Montana media was cheering on, and in their COVID coverage-style propaganda, was propping up Zoe Zephyr and legislative Democrats in the Capitol in Helena as they straight-up lied to people and claimed that if we protected kids from getting their body parts chopped off of, that we would have blood on our hands when they're the ones holding the surgical tools dripping in blood. They had the gall to say that we would have the blood on our hands when they knew the data was out there, that what Zoe Zephyr was trying to do. And we said it at the time. Look, Zoe, you're a grown man. You wanted to chop your body parts off? You did. Now, you shouldn't expect us to pay for that. But you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to live your life the way you want to live it. But where people drew the line was you chopping body parts off of kids. And that's what they freaked out about. That's what got, you know, these Democrat front groups to launch their transurrection at the Montana Capitol over. That's what these left-wing judicial activists on the Montana Supreme Court are standing up for right now. They're the ones holding the surgical tools dripping in blood. And this liberal LGBTQ judge in Missoula pushing his own personal radical agenda. It's like, dude, whatever you do in your sex life, this is America. You do you. You live your life. But now you're thrusting your views that are apparently so radical that you want to push your agenda out there and you want kids to get their body parts chopped off of for your radical agenda. The gay judge in Missoula, again, you do you, man. This is America. You get to live your life. But you don't think that women should be protected from men in their own bathrooms or in their own locker rooms? I mean, look, you do you with whatever you do in your sex life, but now you're going to use your personal views to push men into women and girls' bathrooms and locker rooms? These people are nuts. This is exactly why conservatives have got to rally around Supreme Court candidates right now. Stop wasting time.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And now it looks like, you know, the president's demand for unconditional surrender is not going to be met. And there is now a moment of truth for the president. If you ask me, probably a week from now, the Iranian nuclear program is going to be gone. I mean, the inner circle of the supreme leader has been hollowed out. And thanks to, you know, Israel and their strength, it should be. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of rockets should any one country take, all fomented by this sick, ugly, twisted, convert or die radical, you know, regime that believes in a mass holocaust and wiping Israel off the map and wiping the U.S. off the map.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial pound 250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250. Keyword, save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pulino. All the live performances that will be aired on CMA Fest have been announced. Ashley McBride will return to recap the four-day concert series held in downtown Nashville. But this year, she'll be joined by Cody Johnson. The list of country stars taking the stage include Trace Atkins, Jason Aldean, Riley Green, Brandon Lake with Jelly Roll, Ella Langley, Parker McCollum, Zach Top, Shaboozy, and more. Dolly Parton is getting a special honor from the Film Academy, not for her music, but for her heart. The country legend will receive the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award at this year's Governor Awards for her decades of charitable work in literacy and education. Parton, who's been nominated twice for Best Original Song, is being honored for her impact through organizations like the Dollywood Foundation and Imagination Library, which has provided millions of books to children worldwide. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, one thing, as promised, coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to have the phone lines open for the full hour. We've had a busy week with great guest on the show yesterday, great guest the day before. So much in the news, though. I just want to hear what everyday Montanans have to say. I want to have the phone lines open and see what happens, see who calls in, see what you want to talk about. So definitely want to do that, especially coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. That's when we take you live to Plentywood, Glendive, Wolf Point, Lewistown, Missoula, you name it, all sorts of great stations and towns and folks in between. So that's what's coming up. We do have the phone lines open right now, too, though, if you want to jump in on the conversation now. 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. Our buddy Lee in Big Fork, our Power Plus buddy, he says, I love that you are on fire on anti-child mutilation. How could we not be? I didn't even drink my Power Plus Pain Aid to get fired up for that one. Yeah, Lee, how could we not be fired up? I mean, it's just outright insanity what they are doing and what they are trying to do. So, yeah, didn't even drink my Power Plus Pain Aid yet. By the way, go to drinkpowerplus.com. Use the code FLINT15 at checkout. You get 15% off. I'll tell you more about that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's our Marine Corps veteran Lee out of Big Fork, Montana, who just messaged us there. But coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I think how I want to kick things off, I was chatting with our friend David Noble earlier this morning, and you got to go listen to it on the Montana Talks podcast if you missed it, because, you know, we were both going off about, David really went off, it was great, about all these people who pretend to be MAGA, who pretend to be Trump supporters, and now they think they're more MAGA than Trump is. And they're publicly undermining President Trump and really his brilliant strategy on Iran. And they're acting like for 14 years, Donald Trump hasn't been enormously consistent about making sure that Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. And anyways, David and I were talking. It reminded us of all of the time. I made the point. I said, you know, I'm pretty sure that when Donald J. Trump was at the Trump rally at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman last August, I'm pretty sure he and now United States Senator Tim Sheehy both talked about Iran. And sure enough, we went and got the file footage, and you're dang right they did. And man, is it powerful audio. So I think I'll use that to kick off the 9 o'clock hour, and then we'll see what you want to talk about. Let's see. Drew in Billings on the phone lines. Drew, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, man. I don't know what you're talking about, but I just want to tie it back to just, you know, all the things we fought against in all these horrible countries where they do a ton of female genital mutilation as well as other horrible things on Thursday. You know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I grew up learning Arabic in Dearborn, Michigan. And the biggest surgery there is the vaginal mutilation. And, you know, it's illegal for any of the special operations guys, military, police, or the average citizen to go out and do steroids. It's the same class of hormone treatment drugs that they're giving to these children. But it's legal for adults to do it, but they want to give it to children. And I just think it's absolutely absurd.
Man, that's a great point. Yeah, and I recognize the voice there. Yeah, you've got an incredible incredible military background. Yeah, you've served in countries where radical Islamists do this type of stuff to people.
Well, you did
women.
As well.
What's that?
You did as well.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. But yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. Hey, thanks for the call. I'd keep it going, but I want to sneak in one more call. We got about 30 seconds to go, but Kat in Eastern Montana, thanks for calling in. What do you want to share?
Thank you, Aaron, so much for talking about the children this morning. You are on fire, and I appreciate it, and the people of Montana appreciate it so much. The goal is to protect the children. And real quick, I was just promoted in the Rhino Removal Project to be the manager of all the state leads. So watch out, Montana and the United States, because Cap's coming in hot. But thank you, Aaron. I'm almost in tears. So grateful that you spoke about the children.
Wasn't that Missoula news great, though? I mean, that Missoula news is like, hopefully these people that are just trying to make a buck get the point, right?
Absolutely. So thank you. You're a real patriot.
You're too kind. Thanks so much for calling in. All right, we've got phone lines open next hour as well.